Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTellia, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight, and we'll have a lot of guests on starting at the 5:30 hour. And, man, football season has arrived. At WWL, every Saints fan is a VIP. That's what we want you to gain that experience. The new Saints VIP tailgate at Benson Tower. Listen to sports talk each day during training camp to win a pair of tickets. Here's what you get. 3 hours before kickoff, before Saints home games, all you can eat and drink, premium open bar and delicious buffet from Food Network celebrity chef Aaron May. Overlooks Champion Square and just steps from the Superdome. Doesn't get any better than that. So listen to sports talk each weekday during training camp. And when you hear Cam Jordan's cue to call in and win, give him a call. 504-260-WINS. That's 504-260-9467. Lucky caller number 9. Just like Drew Brees wins tickets to the new Saints VIP tailgate at Benson Tower from our partners at BullseyeEventGroup.com and Saints Radio, WWLAMFM.com. Just a note, game tickets are not included. He's here every Friday, every 5 o'clock hour. Man, and he's a big winner this weekend. Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Dave, man, congratulations, brother.
Yo, thank you very much.
Man, Bobby and I talking about that. You finally figured out, you know, how to stuff them boxes, and we got you in there, got you the big award. But, man, congratulations.
No, it was nice to be honored by the Chamber, one of the outstanding citizens of the year for Hancock County. It's a great county to live in. Of course, as far as community service, I learned from the best, John Frucci, our GM here at the Slipper.
So Dave, it's hard to be humble, though, when you accomplish great things, right? No, I'm joking.
No, and then this coming Wednesday, the East St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring a luncheon, and Silver Slippers featuring Mike DeTellia is going to talk about the NFL and his prediction on the Saints. So contact the East St. Tammany Chamber. It's a ticketed event with a great lunch, but I think this is your fourth or fifth year doing it, Mike.
Yeah, at least something like, I think it's maybe the fifth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's awesome. Dave, tell us a little bit about, man, what you saw. And again, it's preseason, it's practice. Man, Buddy used to always say it. What's the biggest mirage in sports? Preseason. Yeah, and he'd gamble on it.
Yep.
And like I told him, man, keep your money in your pocket, man. Come on. You telling me it's the biggest mirage, and yet he said, Mike, come on, you got to give me a little taste of it before the regular season starts. But we all know this is like glorified practices. But it's great work for the young guys trying to hit this lead.
No, and it's really exciting, man. It's a great time to be in the Houdat Nation. And you listen to national sports and radio commentators.
And the Saints are involved.
They're all talking about the Saints.
Yeah. They're all talking about the Saints. And, Dave, you look in these parts, that the expectations in one season for the Saints and LSU.
Oh, man, and LSU as well.
Yeah, if you look at it, now, you got to play. That's why they play the games. But high expectations. I don't know, Mike, if we've been on this level in a while where both teams, that being the LSU Tigers and the Saints, have been this high.
Yeah, you think about it, too, and where, you know, we grew up, Nichols State.
Yes, Nichols State is a favorite.
That's another big role
right
there on the bayou.
Thibodaux, Louisiana, favorite to win the Southland Conference.
And what Tim Rebo's done and getting that team deep into the playoffs. And so, man, it might be a magic year all the way around. Dave, tell everybody a little bit about what's going on here at the Slipper.
Well, of course, always have great entertainment. And this one of our regular acts playing this weekend, he's back, Al Little Fats Jackson. His tribute to Fats Adamo, always a great show. And we also are doing entertainment outside at our beach bar under our hotel every Thursday and Friday. Every Thursday, we have our Rumble on the Gulf, Motorcycle Classic Car, and Jeep Night. And it's just been packing them in this year. Live music starts at 6 o'clock, and then great little bands out there on the on Fridays at from 6 to 9.
And, you know, Dave, last year, I remember I came here. We kicked off, you know, the gaming and, you know, and what's going to occur. And I remember I was really optimistic. Mike and I talked about this, the Saints. Over and under was like 9 wins. Like, oh, take the over. But I think it's a little more difficult right now. I think they might be right on when Vegas got the Saints at 11 wins. So that's kind of – because you could still win 10 games and still have an outstanding season. But 11 games, I think they probably got it right about the team. Well, what is your take on that, considering it's hard to win double digits?
No, man, I think this is the Saints' years. After being ripped off the last 2 years, I think this is it. I think the Saints
are going to win. The trifecta.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, a lot of people, oh, the Saints are going to step back. Listen, when you're 13-3, if you get to 11-5, you know, they're going to say, oh, I was right, didn't I? Look, listen, it's hard to win 13 games in the NFL.
And to me, the only way I'd be disappointed in the Saints if they don't get to double-digit wins.
Yes, I agree.
If they 9-7, I'd say, nah, they underachieved. But if they get to 10 wins, you don't know how the ball's going to bounce. I still think you can accomplish great things. It is that hard in the NFL. So I'm looking at Mike, double-digit wins, and then you take it from there.
Yeah, I think 11 wins.
Yeah, I think they're right on.
I think they're 11-5 football team. I can't predict injuries, but I think they're 11-5.
So when you say 11-5, that means you wouldn't bet the over or the under. You would stay away from that bet and bet on something else.
I'll bet on something else.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Yeah, right. You know, I did work with somebody for quite some time.
Now, wait. Mike, I'm going to put you in the spot, and Dave's right here, is that because we were so optimistic. Oh, take LSU in the 3.5 points against the U, against University
of Miami.
Man,
that was easy money.
So what do you think right now, not Georgia, suddenly, but you look at that, but Texas, on the road in Austin, what is your take on that, right?
I think LSU wins that game by more than a touchdown.
So more than a touchdown. You have a number of people saying it might be a double-digit win. What is the actual spread right now? And what do you think?
It was high, but now it's 3.5, somewhere in that range. So I would bet on the Tigers.
Okay.
Now, the scary game for me, because they haven't matched up well, Florida. Other than Alabama, because, their history there is
right.
What it is. Man, it's been Florida. Look how Dan Mullen has matched up against you the latter years at Mississippi State and what he did last year when he was, you know, head coach at Florida. And you might say, oh, well, you know, this and that. Well, it doesn't matter. Somebody sometimes got your number. From a coaching standpoint, even though you might match talent-wise, sometimes somebody got your number.
I think that Florida got the right coach. All I'm going to say is, like, you know, when they have Muschamp and all that and you go a different direction, I'm a human Mike, aren't you a fan of Mullen?
Dan? Oh,
Dan
yeah.
Dan Mullen? Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm a fan of Coach Mullen, so I think – if you're a Gator fan, you want to be on his bandwagon because I think he knows what he's doing.
Dave, tell everybody a little bit about, you know, with Labor Day coming up. Man, if they want a room here at the Silver Slipper, they best be calling
in. Oh, no, yeah, I tell you what, absolutely, man. And I tell you, our pool's been doing great out there. The pool bar, we got the beach bar. It's just been the beaches are getting back online, so things are coming together good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because that had been some issue for a while.
Yeah,
we see people walking the sand. But they're not in the water.
No, but it's, you know, we really didn't get the big algae blooms, but out of caution, they closed a lot of the beaches. But now it's been about 3 weeks since the spillway got closed, and it's finally coming together.
And then with the hurricane help.
Yeah, it did. But that record spillway opening, man, that was devastating. Of course, we're right here by Lake Bourne, so we get it. We catch it right there. Right here by your caddy.
I remember we did it a couple years. We were in the Blue Bayou Cafe. And man, at late at night in October, they were popiering and everything, catching shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
You see that on the bayou, but, you know, you come here and see where
like,
that slip kind
of
gets
in. This is like
in.
The mouth of the Wrigley's right here.
Right. Exactly.
Well, and I tell you what, if you come for the holidays, we're all looking forward to that. You might
and then
see,
cruise on the coast.
Exactly right.
That's huge also.
And before cruise on the coast, you might see Dave in his Speedo with his trophy.
with his trophy. With his trophy in the air.
Hanging out at the pool.
Exactly. You never know.
Dave, thanks so much, brother. We appreciate it. And glad to be back here at the Slipper.
Good to have you. All right, so much. Down.
Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more second guests and Tony from Australia right after this break. Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTillia, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside at Hancock County, Mississippi. Man, everybody knows Grant's here. Perfect attendance, and so Grant's always giving us the who that. Bob, before we go to Tony in Australia, Chuck wants to know about he was concerned about the Vikings' ability to run on the Saints' defense. And, you know, that was a surprising part because last year, Saints were really good. 3.6 yards stopping the run. It was the gash plays, and you could tell first time in pads, first time tackling, people were taking a bad angle to the football, missing a tackle here and there, and Boone and Madison took full advantage of that.
Well, I think it was more the backups. You know, like, come on, that's ridiculous. Boone had four carries. He averaged 17.5 yards. Abdullah averaged 15.8. So that's why when you look all said and done, they had 27 attempts, 213 yards, 8.5 yards per carry. The way I look at it is not so good with the backups, and I think it's more run fits, which they can, fix. So it's not something that I'd be overly concerned with because I still think we'll be stout against the run like we were last year.
All right, we're going to go to Australia. Tony, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike. How you doing, brother?
How are you, Bobby and Mike?
Hey,
we're
Tony.
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Getting closer and closer. A bit over 3 months before I get on the big white bird and head over.
So when you coming here, Tony? Tell us when you're going to arrive.
Fly out on the 4th of December, and I think get there the evening of the 4th.
So you're going to be early December. You're going to land in New Orleans, and boy, experience with I know you have a passion for and a big part of the Hudat Nation coming from Australia. Now, Tony, we dealing with the weather and the humidity right now and the heat. What is it in Australia? Aren't you, because I think you're dealing with winter right now, right?
Yeah, coming to the end of it, but it's been really cold. We've had snow as low as 500 metres, so it's been about 10, 12 degrees Celsius, which is about 50. It's been
50 Fahrenheit. Yeah, we would love some 50 Fahrenheit.
I'll
here
take
right
that today.
Yeah.
I'm willing to trade you, Tony.
So, Tony, did you
wind chill factors made it like about 40.
Right. Then now, Tony, did you get to see the replay of the Vikings? How did you witness the Vikings-Saints preseason game?
Nah, I didn't. Just saw the result, that was all. But I get to see the opening game against the Texans. That's a Monday night game, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be Monday night against the Texans. I think that's going to be a stout stretch considering the opponent. When you got Houston at home against the Texans Monday night, and then you're going to have a short week. You got to go to L.A. against the Rams, and then you can stay on the West Coast against the Seahawks. And then you got the cowgirl. So, boy, I tell you, I'm going to be optimistic if we 2-2, but I'm really going to be optimistic if we 3-1.
Yeah. How are our draft picks sort of performing? They had many snaps, particularly Mac.
Yeah, McCoy, listen, Tony, I'd be shocked if he's not the starter at the center position. Eric McCoy's. He's
the real deal.
He is the guy that's going to be
the real McCoy.
Yeah. On that, who's been impressive has been the two rookie defensive backs, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Saquon Hampton. Saquon's been fighting off an injury, but, man, both those guys look good, filling in spots, also help on special teams. And Caden Ellis is another guy that's really done a nice job. You can see the effort in him, his ability to run the field. Alizé Mack has missed a lot of time with injury.
I think Alizé Mack's really hurt. I mean, talk about out of sight, out of mind. You know, they don't have to give an injury report. So, That's just my speculation that I think.
That's why they brought in a series of tight ends.
Yes, that I think that might be a little more serious than, you know, the team's going to, you know, tell you about them. But when I look at Mike McCoy and Linval Joseph, and you look, the Chargers going to have a stout interior when you look at experience. What's his name? Maven?
Brandon Maven.
Yeah. Come on. That ain't his first rodeo. So when you go against those kind of guys.
That's how you get some experience as a young player.
Yeah. The only thing with McCoy right now that I'm a little concerned with, and you just got to play. You just got to get experience. No, you can't have experience until you actually play. And
that's what preseason's about, giving young players a chance.
And
to
the
get
thing
some
is, initially, he could, he can, he will be a drop off of Max Unger. Max Unger's unbelievable.
Max, the best center that ever played for the Saints.
Well,
the best.
But when you look at, let him get experience, I think he's going to develop into a legit first round draft pick in the expectation.
Thanks so much for the call, Tony. Appreciate it, mate. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this CBS News update. To the Second Guess show, Mike DeTellier, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On the line with us now, Rod Teamer Sr., his son, Roderick Teamer Jr., former Brother Martin football player, played at Tulane, was an undrafted free agent, and he has been the talk of the L.A. Chargers, practice sessions, OTAs, six passes he's intercepted in the OTAs and also in the practice sessions. This past week, he was named the Chargers Special Teams Player of the Week versus Arizona. Rod, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, what a great feeling and what a great story it is for Roderick.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Tell us a little bit about the journey, Rod, and that, you know, goes undrafted and kind of the process from there, how many teams had an interest in Roderick and then his decision to sign with the L.A. Chargers.
Sure. Well, you know, after the season, you know, he had a real good season at Tulane last fall, really his career. Started getting some interest from some teams. I mean, I think, you know, Bobby can, you know, testify to this when you're in that process of talking about looking at different scouts. A lot of teams say a lot of things.
Right.
You know, we had no idea. I mean, he talked to teams all across the league. But they always would tell him that we have you rated at about a maybe a sixth or seventh round or maybe an undrafted free agent. So we really had no idea where he would end up until draft day, the final day of the draft. You know, he didn't get a call, but around at the midway through the seventh round, the Chargers called him and said, hey, we want to offer you a, you know, what do you call it, a free agent contract.
Right.
And, you know, we really look forward to having you come into camp. And that was basically the offer that he was looking for. He had a couple other teams that offered him to come in and do a tryout, but the Chargers said, hey, if you sign with us, we'll give you a shot. And the one thing that my son has always said, his dream was not to be drafted. His dream was to play in the football in the league. So he's just looking for an opportunity and making the best of it.
And, you know, he has to be looking forward to, especially, you know, you're in training camp, you're in NFL camp, and you know, you're making plays and you're playing with confidence and the Saints are coming to town and being able to compete against, you know, your hometown team. Here you are, you're from New Orleans, you went to Brother Martin, you played at Tulane, and now, wow, I'm going to be going against Saints players in actual practice. Have you talked to him about that?
Yeah, absolutely. He had, once he signed on with the Chargers, you know, immediately he circled the preseason game against the Saints. You know, because we were laughing. He was like, man, it's going to be exciting to think that I'll be standing across the field from Drew Brees and some of my childhood heroes. So, you know, we were laughing last week because, you know, playing against the Cardinals, we realized that, you know, I purchased him a Larry Fitzgerald jersey when he was 10 years old. And we still got that jersey, and, you know, he's in the same field with him last week. So it's really exciting for him to be able to compete against the Saints. You know, one thing about him is that he's always going to be a New Orleanian. He's very proud of the fact that he grew up in New Orleans and played, you know, his high school ball at Brother Martin and playing at Tulane and getting a chance to go to the Chargers and then being able to be on television in front of family and friends. Is really exciting for him. So he's really excited for the opportunity.
Rod, the crazy thing about it is, all in one shot, Will Clapp, Irv Smith Jr., and Roderick, all from Brother Martin.
Right, and having a chance to play at the
highest
level.
To play in the
NFL.
Now, that's not a lot of high schools in that sort of a real short time frame that all three of them in the league in one shot.
Right. Well, shout out to Coach Bonice at Brother Martin and his staff for doing a really good job with those young men. You know, he's a quality coach, and they got a quality school over there. Of course, I'm a Brother Martin graduate, so I go ahead and give them a shout-out. But it's really a rare. So you basically have 2 weeks back-to-back where you're going to have Clapp going up against Irv Smith. Well, not really against each other, but you know what I mean.
Right.
And then next week, you know, Clapp will get a chance to see Rod when he's out there on the West Coast. So, you know, that's really a special time and a rare occurrence for a high school to have that many kids competing. And I believe there'll be a few other guys following in the league in the future.
Now, so what are you going to be doing Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. Central, or maybe before that at 12 noon? I guess you might, you know, you go to church, then you settle down and, well, do you have a barbecue and invite some close friends to get ready for the game? Because this is a nationally televised game, Saints and Chargers, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I think myself and several other people with the same last name, we got to remind ourselves that it's just a preseason game.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to be approaching it, and a few of us are going to go out to the West Coast and see him. And, you know, looking forward to hanging out there. And so let me go ahead and clear up something, Bobby.
Okay.
You know, I'm a lifelong Saints fan. I'm a member of the Hoonet Nation, and I will be for the rest of my life. but come Sunday, I got to go with the Chargers, without a doubt. I'm a bigger Rod Teamer fan than I am a Saints fan. But that's only going to last temporarily.
Yeah, well, temporarily you have to go with blood. How can you go?
Right, absolutely.
You cannot go against blood. I know that's like when T-Bob had an opportunity in 2012 with the St. Louis with the Rams. I mean, the Rams, the Saints fans hate the Rams, you know, going back NFC West. But, no, I understand the whole blood thing for sure.
Rod.
Yeah. Yes,
Dad's
sir.
One thing. How's the mom approaching this? Because, you know I had a couple of daughters. I didn't have the son. But I know from Bob and other people, man, it's the moms. And that deal is, yeah, I kind of watch – you know, when you played in the league. But, man, it's my own flesh and blood here out there. That's a totally different watch from the husband to the son.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, let me say that, you know, my son and I are extremely close. He's very close with his mother. They exchange messages every day. She sends him a Bible scripture or a passage to read, and then he'll tweet it out. And so, you know, and she has really been the one that has organized the trips to follow him. You know, when he was at Tulane, I think she may have missed maybe four games across the whole 4 years in terms of leveraging her personal travel, her professional travel against going out to, you know, catch games. She will probably see more professional games, you know, with him than I will, because, you know, she's like, look, we don't want to miss any games. And so she's a huge fan of his. He's got a ton of family that's pulling for him. And like I said, when he steps on the field against the Saints, he's going to bring represent all of his friends, his teammates from past teams at Brother Martin and Tulane and coaches that have helped him along the way, and really just be able to represent the city in a positive way. So we're really looking forward to it.
Rod, the thing about it is that Tulane secondary could actually have two players from last year playing in the NFL with Roderick and Donnie Lewis Now with the Browns. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. Neither one were the super highly rated, you know, they talk about 4 or 5-star recruits, and yet those two guys really have a shot to play in the National Football League. Just goes to show you the amount of talent in this state of Louisiana.
Absolutely. And let me go ahead and give a shout-out, a credit where credit is due to Coach Fritz and Coach Hampton and Coach J.J. Bobby, I don't know if you and J.J. were on the team together, but he's doing an incredible job with the Tulane defensive backs out over there. You know, it's one of the things that we saw happening. And really, if you think about it, there are four Tulane defensive backs that are on NFL rosters right now. So that says a lot about the caliber of talent that Tulane has been able to recruit. And I think moving forward, you're going to see some incredible Tulane's going to put together a winner. Coach Fritz is doing a great job of recruiting. I think they're going to have – now, it sounds crazy, but it's a top 50 team. But if you know it as far as recruiting, but if you know anything about college recruitment, you know, we talk about LSU being in the top 10, top five recruiting. But schools like Tulane got to, you know, compete with every other conference across the country. And for them to get in the top 50 when they've been in the bottom 50 for the last several years says a lot about the direction that they're moving in. So they're doing some great stuff uptown.
Rod, thanks so much for your time. Hey, listen, we wish you and your family and Roderick the best. And, man, he has become the story with the Chargers. And that's saying something. You know, they got a Louisiana guy they picked in the first round, and Jerry Tillery. But it's really been Roderick Teamer Jr. that's become the story for him in the training camp period. Rod, best of luck to you, buddy.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Bobby. We appreciate the support, and we'll be listening.
All right. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. We'll be back with more second guests here on the Big 870. Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTellio, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Hey, after we finish up at 8 o'clock tonight, still a lot more sports talk. The last lap with Seth Dunlap, a lot more Saints talk. Also, he's going to be talking about Simone Biles. Is she the greatest athlete on the planet today? When you think about her accomplishment in gymnastics, just unbelievable. So, hey, catch the last lap with Seth Dunlap tonight from 8 to 11 right here on the Big 870. We'll be back with more second guests. We're finishing it up here on our number two of the second guest show. We want to congratulate Mark Kent. He is the VIP winner for the tailgate contest at Benson Tower. So congratulations to Mark Kent. And 3 hours before kickoff, before Saints home games, all you can eat and drink, premium open bar and delicious buffet from the Food Network celebrity chef Aaron May, overlooking Champion Square, just steps away from the Superdome. So, again, congratulations to our VIP winner, Mark Kent. Bob, again, the big story nationally is Dak Prescott offered $30 million with the Cowboys, turns it down, saying he wants closer to $40 million a year.
Well, if you don't want a Super Bowl with Dallas, I would say, yeah, that's kind of the market. But, I mean, I think he's one of the best quarterbacks, but he hasn't won anything. So how can he demand $40 million? I mean, look at Russell Wilson, the highest paid NFL quarterback, but he got skins on the wall as far as winning a Super Bowl. I think Dak Prescott has benefited playing with Ezekiel Elliott, but I want the Cowgirls to be dysfunctional. I want them.
But that's why I threw you the question. You gave me the answer that I wanted to hear.
I want Ezekiel Elliott to hold out. I want Dak Prescott to be disgruntled. Amari Cooper said, y'all not taking care of me. Listen, I'm all for Dallas being dysfunctional.
All right, Bob, I knew it took you almost 2 hours to do it, but I knew you'd have to give it straight to everybody. Hey, we'll be back with more second guests right after this update here at the Big 870.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.